Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to Dating Talk with matchmaker and dating coach Kiki Strickland. Single ladies, for advice on dating and relationships, join us here every Saturday. And check out KikiStrickland.com for products and services for the single who wants to be married. And now, here's Kiki.
Hello, my beautiful single women. We are here talking about how to date again. I'm Kiki Strickland, your matchmaker and dating coach, helping you find the love you've always dreamed of. Now, this is part three. We've already talked about the basics of how boy meets girl, boy pursues girl. All the girl has to do is to be receptive, to be friendly and open, and to allow him to pursue her. She doesn't really have to do anything. And I know in this day and age, that might seem pretty foreign to some women who are used to going out there and getting the things that they want. In fact, I have been doing a seminar called the Strong, Successful Single Woman Syndrome, where we talk about how successful women today who have made wonderful strides in their careers, they are on top as far as their fields, they're used to being the boss at work, and they have carried that over into the dating arena. And we don't want that to happen, ladies. We want you to still be the feminine, to still be the one who is pursued, not to do the pursuing, even though at work some of your traits and qualities have to be dominating or domineering, aggressive. In a relationship with a man, you still want him to carry that role. And for you to be the receiver, not the giver. So we're talking about how to date because, as I said before, I have lots of clients and lots of women who come to me and tell me that they really don't know how to date. They really haven't been in many relationships or had many experiences. Or if they have, they still feel like they've been doing everything incorrectly and they would like to know the correct way to do things. How do I navigate this thing called dating and be successful at it? So if you did not listen to part one or part two, please go back and listen to those. Today I want to talk about feeding your funnel, which is just making sure you have someone to date. A lot of women, when they come to me, tell me they haven't been on a date in a while, that nobody has asked them out in several years, that they haven't been out on a good old-fashioned date in a long time. And that is usually because you are not doing anything to get dates. Sometimes you feel like you don't need to do anything, that you should just be and dates will come. But you do need to at least be out and about where men can ask you out, and you need to be open and approachable. So as you know, if you've listened to any of my shows, I am a teacher of how to be approachable and how to be comfortable with men, how to make eye contact and give them the right signals. Flirt night is what we do for that. We teach you how to talk to men and how to become such where they can approach you. A lot of women give off a negative energy, or they give off a don't come near me signal, and you might not even know that you're doing it. Some of you do know that you're doing it and you want to stop, but you don't know how. You've trained yourself to repel men and to keep them away instead of bringing them closer. If you are one that draws people to you, that's friendly and outgoing, who is inviting to people when you're out and about, then you probably are getting asked out. You probably are getting men that will approach you and ask you for your number. Great. go out on dates with them. We have gotten very picky, and we don't even want to go on a date with men because we want to make sure that he's going to be marriage material. And basically, you don't know this yet unless you go out with him. And besides that, you're not trying to find out immediately if he's going to be your husband. Dating should be fun. Dating can be practice. Dating can be preparing yourself for the one, not exactly waiting and not doing anything until the one comes along. I am teaching my clients to get more dates, more experience under their belt, more time with just getting to know men and having fun. It doesn't have to be all about, oh, is this the one right away? In fact, I know of a couple of matchmaking companies that force you to go out on 5 dates with the same person if you join their agency. And I'm not saying that that's the right technique, but I understand why they do it, because women eliminate men so quickly over very small things, and that shouldn't be. If you had just given it a little bit of a chance, you might have been able to see that he is really a great guy and that he's going to make a wonderful father and husband in the future. And you eliminated him because you didn't like the clothes that he was wearing. I had one lady who just talked about this hat that this guy wore to this picnic that he took her to. And she just couldn't believe that he would wear such a stupid-looking hat. And really, ladies, a hat is very unimportant in the big scheme of life and whether or not this person could be a good fit for you. You want to look at things like character and values and that type of thing, but I don't want to jump ahead. I'm still talking about the first couple of dates and why companies nowadays are making their clients go out 5 times with the same person, just to make sure that you're not judging too quickly. Now, I agree with that idea, but I don't think you should force people to go out. Because, you know, you sometimes by that first date, you're having such a miserable time that you know you don't want to go out with a person again. All right, fine. You don't have to go out with a person again. However, if you did have a good time and you're trying to decide, I'm not sure if I want to go out with him again, maybe, maybe not, that's when you should decide to go ahead and go out with him again. If there's a question, then just do it. If the answer is no immediately, then the answer is no immediately. But if you're wavering, if you know you had a good time, but you're not sure if you have any attraction to him, go again. In fact, I say keep going out with the guy if you are continuing to have a good time. It is okay to make him a friend. It is okay for your dates to become good friends of yours. You don't have to feel like because there's not an immediate love connection for you that you have to stop dating him. No. Going out on another date with him is not saying that you're in love with him. It's just saying, yes, I like spending time with you enough to keep this going. I think some women are afraid that they're going to break someone's heart, or they're afraid that they're being unfair to the guy by continuing to see him. And that's just not the case. You are still deciding. You are, and he might be too. Just because he's asking you for another date doesn't mean that he's determined that you're the one. Doesn't mean that he's in love with you and has decided that he wants to be exclusive with you and marry you. It just means that he's having a good time so far and is willing to continue to explore the possibility. So stop putting so much pressure on yourself about your dates. Relax. Take it one day at a time. I set up one of my clients recently on a date, and she had a great time with the guy. She wasn't sure that she liked his look, and so she asked me if she should go out again because he wants to go out again. And by all means, yes, if you had a good time, if you didn't see any red flags, if there wasn't any glaring no, then why not continue? So keep that in mind. I know there was a guy friend of mine that wrote a book called It's Just a Damn Date. Sorry to use profanity there. I don't usually do that. But that is the actual title of the book. And he's right. It's just a date. Sometimes we put so much on a simple date. And that's why I wanted to give the definition of date in part one. It's just about the possibility of a romantic interest. Okay, just because you're going out on dates with the person doesn't mean you've already decided anything. You are in the process of deciding while you are dating. So continue to go until the answer is no or the answer is yes. And don't feel bad about it. Men do it all the time. They will continue going out with a woman just because they're bored or because there's nobody else in the picture at that moment. And they don't feel bad about it. But for some reason, we as women feel like, oh, I don't know if he's really feeling me. And since I'm not sure if I'm feeling him, maybe I shouldn't go. Forget all that. Go. Make him a friend. It's perfectly fine for your dates to become your guy friends. All of the guys that I am friends with today, I have dated once or twice, or maybe even long term. But now we're friends. There's nothing wrong with having a friendship with somebody who you thought might be a romantic connection and didn't turn out to be. Okay. I also want to talk about not expecting exclusivity too soon. I went into that a little bit in part two. Just remember, until you two are exclusive and have talked directly about being exclusive with each other, do not assume that you are. Do not assume that he's not seeing anybody. And continue to leave your options open. All right. Evaluate your dates on your requirements, not on anyone else's. This is about you, not your friends, not your parents, not your mom. You are the one who will have to live with this person for the rest of your life. So make sure that you are not counting on someone else to pick for you. This is about you and the person only. Now, I'm not saying that you can't run a date by your friends or your family once you two start getting serious and you want to make sure that other people approve of him. That's okay if you value someone's opinion. Yes. But if you like the person and there's nothing wrong with the person, go for it. Just because your friends don't recognize his talents or just because your friends don't think he's attractive, forget that. If you find him attractive, then continue dating him. Forget them. They aren't probably the best judge of character anyway. But if they notice something about his character or about his behavior, then that's another story. You do want to pay attention to other people's opinions of somebody's character or even commitment to you. And we'll talk about the C's in just a minute. I also want to talk about online dating, but I will do a separate show on how to date online because there's so much to cover with online dating. And as I said in the previous podcast, basically all you have to do as a woman is put up your profile with some great photos, very little written, maybe a paragraph or two at the most, just about some things that you like to do, maybe a little bit about who you are as a person, and that's it. You don't have to go into what you're looking for in a man. You don't have to go into what you don't want in a man. Definitely don't put anything like that. No negatives. It should all be upbeat and positive and brief. men don't read all of that stuff anyway. So as long as you have an interesting username, and you can get my Love on the Net podcast to find out how to choose your username. As long as you have some great photos. Photos are the most important part of online dating. And a few details, then you're good to go. You don't have to search through all of those profiles. You don't have to look at the daily matches that the site will send you. None of that is important, because it doesn't matter who the site has matched you with. It only matters who's contacting you. You can go through 50 profiles a day and never meet anybody, because you have to wait until the man contacts you first in order for it to really work. Now, I'm not saying that it can never work if you contact them first, because there are some exceptions, and there are some women who found their man online and they reached out to him first. Great for them. But the majority of women spend time looking through profiles, deciding that they like this guy and sending him a message and never hearing anything in return from him. Then they get discouraged and they say, dating online is not for me, and they get off the site because they're disappointed that the ones that they reached out to and wanted to date did not even respond. They're being men. They want to do the pursuing. They may have noticed you online. Like I said, they have a type. And if you are not the type that they're attracted to, if you don't have the look that they feel drawn to, then they're not going to bother contacting you because they're not attracted to you. It's okay if they're not attracted to you. Wait until the ones that are attracted to you contact you. So all you have to do is log in every day and look to see who has winked at you, who has bookmarked you, who has liked your profile, or who has sent you something, a wink, a message, an email, and then go through those, because those are your choices. Those are the men that went through your profile and said, yeah, I would like to reach out to her. So that's all you need to do. And stop eliminating everyone. Stop looking at the photos and saying, nope, 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 nope. Decide to pick at least 2 guys a week that you will give a chance. And then email them back and set up a time to meet for coffee. So you must, this is what I tell my clients, you must start meeting some of these men online. It would be great to have a date a week. But you can't have a date a week if you just go through saying, no, 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 not this one, no, next. You got to pick the best ones out of the group that have contacted you and go ahead and start corresponding, talking on the phone, and then meet as soon as possible. You can eliminate them after that, but not before that. All right, so I was getting ready to talk about feeding your funnel, finding people to date. And feeding your funnel is a term that they use in marketing and sales, and it's all about businesses finding customers. You have to be finding customers and letting them know about your product. And if you've ever seen a funnel, it's cone-shaped, it's wide at the top, so that you can pour all of this stuff, heavy volume, into it. And then it narrows down, and what comes out at the bottom is a very narrow spigot, a very narrow way to come out. Only a few things would come out of there. Only a few people will actually become your clients. But you're putting them all, you're just bringing everybody into the top of the funnel and dumping them in. And then those that are actually right for you are the ones who will come out on the other end. And it's the same way with dating. You have to have a large pool to pick from, and then you start weeding out those that don't fit with you, and you end up with 2, 3, 4, however many that are a good fit that could possibly work with you, and you decide on those. So some of you are saying, well, it would be great to have a large funnel that I can put a lot of guys into, but I don't even know where to find the guys. Well, I can help you with that. You can get my podcast on 50 places to meet men, or you can get one of my podcasts on where to find men. I have one on meeting Mr. Right in 3 days about where to go for conferences even to meet men. But basically, you need to be going somewhere where there are a lot of people so that you could start meeting different guys. There's plenty of places for you to go. There's always events or activities. There's groups, there's organizations, there's meetups. And, of course, there's online where you instantly have a large number to put into your funnel if they start contacting you once you have your profile up. So start working on this. Now, if you really don't have any options and know what to do, then you need to work with a dating coach or a matchmaker like myself. We can help you to start feeding your funnel, coming up with places and organizations that are a fit with you, where the men will be such that you would want to date. But you can do it on your own as well. It may take a little work and a little bit of research, but you can feed your funnel. You want to have lots of dates. So go out. I mean, you turn down people because you judge them harshly on the smallest things, like I said. But try everyone. Go out often. I mentioned in another podcast or show that there have been a couple of women who have decided to just start going out with anybody who asks them just to get more experience. And it turns out to be great fun, and they meet such interesting people, people that they would have never given a chance before, actually become their friends. You begin to realize that everybody is basically a good person just looking for love, just like you are. Good guys. Some of them, they ended up trying to set up with their friends. But why limit yourself? Why turn down people based on something very superficial? So I'm saying keep them coming in and don't stop. Just go. Go on dates with whoever is asking. It's just coffee. It's just 30 minutes of your life. And always make sure that the person wants to see you again. Even if you don't want to see him, he should like you. He shouldn't be turned off by you during a date. You should be upbeat and positive the whole time. Even if you've decided early on when you met him, the first 5 minutes you decided, no, I don't think I'm going to go out with him again. But still be cordial, still be fun, still be nice, and have a good time. I had one client go out on a mock date recently, and the man said he would never want to go out with her if it was a real date. Now, that should not be happening, ladies. The men should always have good things to say about you, even if it's just, oh, she seems like a nice person. They should at least be able to say that. They shouldn't come back saying she was rude, she was looking around the restaurant at other people, she didn't appear to be paying attention to what I was saying. None of that stuff. Always, always come off as a great date. Because you never know. They might have thought, well, she's not for me, but I should introduce her to my brother. Or I should introduce her to my coworker. She might would fit with Bob, the guy at my country club. You know, you always want to leave a great impression, even if you don't like the guy. And then, like I said before, make friends out of the guys that you go out with, but like romantically. They can still be buddies of yours that you hang out with, that you go to the movies with, that you get advice about men from. All right. So let's talk a little bit about how to judge your dates. And I was saying before that my pastor talked about the 5 C's and how that they rate their employees, and they judge them on character and competency and chemistry and commitment. And there was one other C, and I'm not remembering what it was, but here's what you can judge your dates on. What does their character look like? Do they seem like they're a good guy? Do they share your values? That can go into characters too. Do they seem competent? Are they intelligent? Are they smart? Are they an airhead? Hopefully they're not an airhead. Hopefully you can have stimulating conversation with them. What about the chemistry? And by the chemistry, I'm not meaning you want to rip his clothes off. Like physical chemistry is just so strong that you know that you want to have sex with him. A lot of women put too much on that type of chemistry. If they don't feel like they want to have sex with him right away, then they decide, I don't think I like this guy. He's just okay. I'm not really feeling him. No, chemistry can also be about the banter that the two of you have back and forth, the comfort level that you two have. I'm going to put comfort on the list. Comfort is another C that you can use. How comfortable do you feel with him? Do you feel like you can relax and be yourself with him? That is a great thing. Sometimes when you have that strong chemistry with the person, you actually feel nervous and you don't feel comfortable with them. You're a little bit on edge. You're a little bit, you have this anxiety, these butterflies, and you're not really relaxed enough to be yourself. That's actually not a good thing. You don't want to be on edge and pins and needles through your relationship. You do want to feel comfortable and to be able to relax around the person. And then when the last C that he mentioned, my pastor, was commitment. When they're judging their employees, when they're doing their evaluations, they look at the person's commitment to the company, to the church in that instance. But you can look at how committed does he seem like he is to you? Does he keep asking you out for other dates? When you're talking to him on your dates, is he looking at you? Is he really trying to find out more about you? Does he seem genuinely interested in hearing what you have to say? That can be a part of commitment towards you. You don't have a firm commitment as far as the relationship with him yet, but even is he committed to taking you out? Does he call when he says he's going to call? Does he keep his other commitments? Does it seem like he's a person that keeps his word? These are things that you can judge your dates on, not on what he's wearing, not even really on what kind of car he's driving or what kind of work he does. Those kind of things can change. He might have a great job today. Tomorrow he might be laid off. So don't put too much on the external stuff. Look more at the inner qualities of your dates. All right? Now, I want to do a separate show on online dating because, like I said, there's a lot to cover for that. But I will stop here. I also want to take your questions. So if you have any questions about how to date, send me an email to info@kikistrickland.com. info@kikistrickland.com and send me your questions or your comments or anything that you think I should cover. All right. Hope you enjoyed it. I hope you're getting out there and dating more. This is 2015, and I want to see you having at least one date a month. You should be going on several dates a month, like one every weekend. But if you're not there, baby steps, it's okay. Start at least going out once a month on a date with somebody. I don't care if it's the person that your mother has been trying to set you up with for years. If you don't have anybody else to go out with, at least go out with that person, that hookup that she's setting for you. But I'm sure that there are men. If you're fairly attractive, there's somebody that wants to date you. All right, so come back next week for more on Dating Talk with Kiki Strickland on how to date. And in the meantime, happy dating.